The senator from Illinois came north to talk about a plan that he says will help middle-class Americans. It starts with a $500 tax credit for every worker. There's another tax credit for mortgage interest, a $4,000 per year college tuition waiver. Obama wants to eliminate income taxes for middle-income seniors. And finally, wants to simplify the tax system so that taxpayers don't have to itemize in order to take advantage of some deductions. And he didn't waste any time before attacking Republican John McCain's plan to make the Bush tax cuts permanent. Obama says that would mostly benefit multimillionaires.
How many people here make more than $2.8 million a year? I mean, if you're there, I want to know you because we're still fundraising.
Obama brought a family from Appleton onto the platform to talk about how they make ends meet. Ryan and Jenny Mikey make $37,000 a year.
When the bills are due and when the mortgage is due, sometimes they add up to be about even, sometimes they're a little bit behind.
Senator John McCain claims Obama's plan would amount to the largest tax increase since the Second World War. Obama says anyone making less than $250,000 a year will probably end up paying less taxes.
What is true is I'm going to ask wealthier Americans to pay a little bit more because they have benefited more from the growth of this economy.
Obama says he'll pay for his plan by not renewing tax credits for the wealthy and by closing corporate loopholes and so-called tax havens. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.